This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is confirming at least six tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin Saturday night. Communities hit include Janesville, Marshall, Watertown, Lake Geneva, Delavan, and Tennyson. A likely tornado destroyed an historic church in Argyle. Apple Grove Lutheran Church was founded in 1893. A court hearing in Madison today could lead to some changes in the way some Wisconsinites vote. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get electronic absentee voting for people with disabilities. The group says forcing voters with disabilities to have someone else fill out their paper ballot is unconstitutional. The group would like to see the change before this November's election. The state school superintendent says education officials could have done more to inform the public about financial problems at Milwaukee Public Schools.
When it comes to financial reporting and it comes to how, you know, the community is informed, we can do better. And we are looking at ways to make that more transparent.
Jill Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront her Department of Public Instruction is focused on getting Milwaukee schools back into compliance. Computer hackers may have leaked the personal information of about 20,000 people in Wisconsin on Medicaid. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the breach Friday after suspicious activity was found in an email account for Disability Rights Wisconsin. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin today, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will stump for President Biden in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson today. She headlines a rally in Madison tonight. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. A summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save money. Traveling with another family and splitting costs is another idea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has declared a peacetime emergency due to flooding issues that left a number of roads around the Northlands underwater. According to a Northern News Now report, the declaration authorizes the Minnesota National Guard to be deployed to assist in flood recovery operations if local municipalities find they don't have the numbers or equipment to address the flooding damage. Last week, St. Louis County declared a state of local disaster to let them pursue federal or state funding for cleanup efforts. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are reminding residents not to harvest cicadas found at state parks. According to a press release, the DNR has received multiple reports of people harvesting the bugs at state park properties, where state law prohibits the capture and removal of any animals, including insects. Any residents who see other parkgoers illegally harvesting the insects should contact the Department of Natural Resources or the state park wardens, who could take enforcement action. Duluth residents got a chance to take advantage of Spirit Mountain on a discount over the weekend. Spirit Mountain held their Spirit Loves Duluth Days event over the weekend, which gives residents the chance to get admission to different rides at the Adventure Park for just $5 per ride. The regular event is a way for Spirit Mountain officials to show their appreciation for the Duluth community and encourage them to get outside and get active. Spirit Mountain also holds a similar event during the winter months. The town of Hayward celebrated its 74th annual Muskie Festival over the weekend. The festival is one of the most popular events of the year in the area, getting hometown residents out and about and drawing in visitors from around the region. Earlier this year, the town also received a reward to put towards the festival from Senex for finishing in the top three of their national hometown throwdown competition. According to a Northern News Now report, the event featured over 75 floats and 120 vendors. A Rice Lake native has punched his ticket to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. At the Olympic qualifiers over the weekend, Kenny Bednarek finished second in the 100-meter dash to qualify for the event with a 9.87-second sprint. According to a WEAU report, it's the first time that Bednarek will run the 100-meter dash on the international stage. Bednarek is better known for his success in the 200-meter dash, and he is scheduled to compete in the Olympic qualifiers for that race later this week. The Duluth Police Department responded to reports of a shooting in the Denfeld neighborhood early Friday morning. According to law enforcement authorities, the reports came in just after 7 a.m. in the area of North 41st Avenue West and West 5th Street. Witnesses say they saw the potential suspects enter a residence in the area, then voluntarily exited and were detained by the responding officers. Authorities have not reported any injuries as a result of the incident, and the police investigation remains active. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office has received a massive grant to help combat the opioid epidemic. According to a Fox 21 report, Ashland County will receive $228 million over the next 14 years to treat incarcerated people who struggle with opioid use in an effort to prevent them from reoffending in the future. Some of the projects that money will fund include efforts to start medication-assisted treatment, training staff to treat dependency, improving access to social services, and establishing drug disposal stations. A Duluth jury has found 22-year-old Sanusi Tamsir Bangura guilty of aiding and abetting second-degree murder in relation to an August drive-by shooting. According to court records, Bangura and his co-defendant Brandon Capone Williams Gillard shot and killed Paris Allen and injured another man on West 2nd Street on August 2nd. Williams Gillard was found guilty on the same charges in December, and he was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Bangura's sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a three-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz. On his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring five runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The Crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's art imitating life, according to a new documentary about HBO's The Sopranos titled Wise Guy, David Chase and The Sopranos. Chase is the series creator and says that James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano, had a temper just like the character he played. The film exposes the practices employed by Gandolfini to get into character, which included going without sleep for days, putting rocks in his shoes, and bruising his hands by punching his car. The New York Post reports former HBO president Chris Albrecht organized an intervention for Gandolfini to address his alcohol and drug issues, which often affected shooting. He gathered Gandolfini's family in his Manhattan apartment. Gandolfini showed up, cursed at his family, and stormed out while telling Albrecht to fire him. James Gandolfini passed away at the age of 51 in 2013 from a heart attack. Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival on June 13th and will hit airwaves later this year on Max. Taylor Swift's album Tortured Poets Department is working its way towards some big-time music industry records. Variety says the album has been number one on the charts since its debut 8 weeks ago. If Poets manages to stay there another 6 weeks, which critics say is very possible, Swift will break the all-time record for an album at the top of the charts since the first day of its release of 14 weeks set by Stevie Wonder for his album Songs in the Key of Life. If she makes it to 16 weeks, she will break the record for an album by a female artist at number one for consecutive weeks, currently held by Carole King for her album Tapestry. Swift already holds the record for a solo artist having combined albums in the number one slot, which is 77 weeks. The record for most combined weeks for an album in the top spot by solo or group artists is held by the Beatles at 132. She's got 55 weeks to go. The Hollywood community is still coming to terms with the loss of Donald Sutherland. The actor, who received an honorary Oscar in 2017, an Emmy Award for his work in TV, and two Golden Globes over his career, starred in movies such as MASH, Ordinary People, and The Hunger Games. His breakout role was in 1967's The Dirty Dozen. Donald Sutherland is the father of actor Kiefer Sutherland. Sources say he died after a long battle with an unknown illness. He was 88 years old. The torch has been passed officially. Ralph Macchio, who played Johnny Cade in 1983's The Outsiders, visited the cast of the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical of the same name. Macchio attended the live show with his family in New York last week and posed for a photo with the cast next to the new Johnny Cade, Sky Lakota Lynch. Both the film and the musical are based on S.E. Hinton's 1967 novel of the same name. The Outsiders was nominated for 12 Tonys and won 4. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll see a low around 70 degrees. Winds out of the southwest up to 25. Mostly sunny and 84 on your Tuesday.
Right now, it's 68.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.